message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Let me hear your loudest amen. Let your amen be louder yet. I'll be speaking briefly this morning on terminating the siege of disappointment. Terminating the siege of disappointment. What is disappointment? Disappointment simply means the frustration of the hope and the desire of a person. Disappointment simply means the frustration of the hope and the desire of a person. Number two, disappointment means the cutting short of expectation and the longing of a person abruptly and unceremoniously. Sorry for those big grammar, but I don't seem to have a choice. Sometimes the bigger the grammar, the more you can understand how serious what we are talking about is. Somebody say amen. If I use small English, you might think that we are dealing with a small issue here. But since the grammar is massive, you know that this is a serious case. You are not living here the same way you came. This is the cutting short of the expectation and the longing of a person abruptly or unceremoniously. I'll be very fast because I want us to go to prayer, because the prayer points are so much. It can be found in the life of many individuals that the seed or the siege of disappointment is a major problem in the life of many. This issue of disappointment has ravaged many lives. It has frustrated the mighty. It has frustrated the low class. God never destined you and I to be disappointed, but to be appointed. Many are suffering in this disappointment issue, and it has persisted for long. It has almost brought their life to a halt. But today, God is going to change your story in Jesus' name. This problem affected Anna. Anna was married to Elkanah, who had two wives, Anna and Penina. And she was expecting to conceive, but she could not conceive. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 2. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 6, the other wife provoked her. She was disappointed, and the other wife provoked her. Her adversary provoked her sore. That is, was making fun of her. Because every time she met with her husband, the other one will say, I'm the one that came out with the baby. You didn't come out with the baby. She provoked her. But one day, somebody say one day. For somebody today, is that your own one day? One day she went to Shiloh, went to church like she has been going, and the servant of God blessed her, and she returned, and God remembered her. Today, my God will remember you. Today, God will remember you. Can I hear you say a big amen? There's another man called Jacob. Jacob, in Genesis 31:41, served Laban for 20 years and faced disappointment. 7 years for one wife, another 7 years for another wife, and another 6 years for cattle. And thus, I have been 20 years in thy house. I have served thee 14 years of thy two daughters and 6 years for thy cattle. And thou hast changed. He changed his wages 10 times. I mean, when you say he changed, somebody will say maybe he gave him salary review. No. What he promised him, he disappointed him 10 times. I will give you this, he didn't give. I will do this, he didn't do it. 10 good times. Today, God will bring an end to your disappointments. Today, God will bring an end to your disappointments. And you will notice That once God stepped into the case of Jacob, his life changed finally. He became so blessed, everybody was envying him. From today, as a result of what God will do for you from here, people will be envying you. It will look as if all your disappointment of the past, God you trailer to return everything you have lost back to you all at once. Can I hear you say a big amen? Can I hear you say a big amen? Quickly this morning, my wonderful people, facts about disappointment. Number one, disappointment can hurt terribly. Look at the case of Peter in Luke chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. He had toiled all night, expecting to go home with fishes, but he could not get anything. Luke chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. Until Jesus stepped in and Jesus said, launch your net again for a catch. He was disappointed. In fact, he was already washing his net, ready to go home. I said 4 and 5. He was already ready to go home. Luke 5, 4 and 5. When Jesus stepped in. Jesus will step into your case today. I said Jesus will step into your case today. And as he launched, it was as if all the fishes, all of a sudden wanted to go and die. He said, we want to die by force. Please eat me by force. Fishes normally run away from nets. These fishes, they ran inside this net. Today, God will make a way for you where there seems to be no way. Your own story shall be a different story. Number two, facts about disappointment is that disappointment can slow down a person's progress. When you are disappointed too much, you can slow down your progress. Disappointment in career can slow down progress. Disappointment in business can slow down progress. Disappointment in relationship can slow down progress. You date this one, 9 months, you say, I'm not doing again. Date this one, 2 years, say, I'm not doing again. Investment everywhere, but there's no returns. You have invested so many things, but there's no returns. Now, listen to me. This issue of disappointment can affect. That's why if you are not careful as a Christian, this particular issue is the major issue the enemy can use against a Christian. Even a pastor that is not careful can continue to face disappointment. I heard the story of a pastor who prayed for a man for breakthrough. And the man came to the church very poor. All of a sudden, God changed his story and things began to work. And when the man became okay, he never bought anything for that pastor and went to the church opposite that church and bought a car for the pastor opposite there, who never for one day said one day of prayer for him. He bought that pastor a car, furnished his house, did everything. And his own pastor that is praying for him, he never gave. That is, that pastor is suffering from disappointment. His investment never brought out returns. That will never be your case. You will see some people, they will labor and labor in a company. When the company becomes very, very big, they will just suddenly be skimmed out. They will suddenly find a way to push them out. That will never be your case in Jesus' name. As you are laboring, you will benefit from your labor. Your amen is not born again. Number three fact about disappointment is that disappointment drains resources. In Mark chapter 5, verse 25, you know the story of that woman with the issue of blood for 12 years. The Bible says she has, Mark 5, 25, she has spent every of her living on doctors. Doctors has milked her dry. She went to this doctor. They said, the best doctor is in Lagos. She went to Lagos. She came back disappointed. She went to Abuja. They said, the best doctor is in Abuja. She came back disappointed. And has suffered many things of many physicians. Enough of physicians collecting your money. I can't hear your amen. They said, the best doctor is now in Germany. She went there. She came back. Nothing happened. The best doctor is in the US. New York. New York City. And she bought ticket, everything, packaged herself, bought dollars, and traveled. She came back without anything until she touched the hem of his garment. Today, you will touch the hem of Jesus' garment. She spent all the hard. And she did not even get better. That is, the drugs they gave her, the precision they gave her, the injections they gave her, only gave her abscess in her bum bum. There was no improvement. Until she touched Jesus. That's why when you come to God, that is the bus stop of your problem. When you come to God, that is the bus stop of your problem. Number four fact about disappointment is that this spirit even terminates life and makes people to commit suicide. The spirit of disappointment is the spirit behind suicide. That's why you see some people, when they have some problems, they just look for rope. They go to their well, bring out the fetcher, remove the rope, go inside the house and look for the strongest of the strongest fan and hang themselves. Why? They have been disappointed. They have been disappointed. We have heard stories of ladies that their wedding date has been set and the guy said, I'm not doing it again. And they kill themselves. We have heard of men who have been disappointed. Their total investment was destroyed in one day, either by fire or by thieves or by robbers or by one thing or the other, and they hanged themselves. And they died. You will never suffer disappointment again. This kind of thing I'm talking about is easier head, just head. You will never experience it. I say you will never experience it. I heard the story of a young girl in Lagos. Her father is very rich and she's the only daughter. She was looking very moody in the house. The father called her, what is it? What is it? What's it? Okay, anyway, your birthday is coming. And the father bought a brand new car for her on her birthday. The following week, she hanged herself and she wrote a note. My boyfriend just disappointed me. And she killed herself. That's our home case, a special case. Let's go on. Praise the Lord. Number five about disappointment is that it is a major tool of the wicked to stop a man's destiny. Job chapter 5 verse 12. Job 5:12. He frustrated the tokens of liars and he made diviners mad. Just listen to me. One of the major tools of the wicked is disappointment. He disappointed the device of the crafty. That is, those that wanted to disappoint you, God disappointed their craftiness. Let's have that scripture. He disappointed their craftiness so that their hands could not perform their enterprise. One of the major enterprise of the wicked is disappointment. But God has a way of disappointing their craftiness. There's a guy that enemy pursue him. Jam knew his name. He did jam first year. Jam him. 50. Over, is it over 300? 50 over 400. Following year, 47. Later, he moved to 90 something. Anyway, by the time he got to 7th time, he was still around that vicinity. Not that he's not brilliant. Now, jam him. This continued for many years. Read and read. Did everything. Now, 1 year, he now said, I don't want to do jam this year. Let me just rest. When jam result came out, they still used to post results that time. During my time, too, I went to pick my own at the post office. They posted him jam results of 52. When he did not even sit for jam. Jam already prepared result for somebody that did not even sit for an exam. It is a spirit of disappointment. He never used his money to buy jam form. Yet, jam had prepared zero for him even before the time. When we have people in our church here that are scoring over 300, your own case shall be a mega good story. It shall be a very, very good story. If I were you, I would say a loud amen. Number six, important fact about disappointment is that disappointment from one can ruin another. Disappointment of a husband can affect the wife. Disappointment of a child can affect. How many of you have heard stories of parents that develop high blood pressure when their children had problems? The disappointment that the child failed, that the child did not do well, the child was disappointed and he failed. As a result of that, the parent himself developed high blood pressure. Disappointment from one person can affect another. That's why this issue of disappointment is a serious matter. We are dealing with a serious case here. We are dealing with a serious situation here. We are dealing with a case that you cannot use glove hands or easy hands to deal with. What are the causes of disappointment? I'll be very fast because of time. I'm already behind schedule now. Number one cause of disappointment is negative family pattern. Or what you can... negative family pattern. When a family is a family whereby things don't work out, and you enter such a family, a person can be disappointed. When you notice that in your family, there is a pattern. There is something that is very, very regular. People normally fail exams. People normally, when they are building, their houses will crash before they rebuild it again. The block will just come down. No, there are different kinds of pattern. In some families, out of every 7, 6 must divorce. It's a pattern. It's a pattern, and you must fight it. You notice that in your family, everybody is pocketically empty. There is no, you can't count 2 millionaires in the family. And in my place, they said, one rich man among multitude of poor people. What is he? He's a poor man. Because they will sniff. In fact, they will kill him. They will kill him. Ah, this man, look at him. He's enjoying. He's doing this. He's doing that. He's even putting on generator in the night when all of us were in the dark. Oh, yeah, kill him. Number two, causes of this. Actually, this topic is a series, but we can't do that because of we have series already waiting for us also for Wednesdays and Sundays. Now, let's go on. Cause of disappointment number two is exposure. Number two, cause of disappointment is exposure of your plans to bad people or wicked people. When you quickly expose your plans to wicked people, you have exposed yourself to disappointment. Many of you know the story of Joseph. When God gave him a dream, Bible says, and he dreamt in Genesis 37 verse 5, and Joseph dreamt a dream, and he told his brethren, and these brethren wanted to sniff out life out of him. At least if somebody is wicked to you, that's why you must. God has given me as a person, one of the major things that God has given is a discerning spirit. I can smell an evil person from 1 kilometer away. I can smell it. I can read somebody's heart. If somebody is sharing testimony, I can decipher the motive of the testimony. It's a gift. This is just a normal, but I can decipher the, because listen to me, people are not the way you see them sometimes. If you can't just be exposing yourself anyhow. Sensitive issues you have not even told your parents in the Lord. You have already exposed it to the entire world, and they took it with their wickedness. I told the story of a woman who has been waiting for God to get pregnant for about 8 or 9 years, and suddenly she got pregnant. And as she was coming like this, immediately she went to one of her friend's place and told the friend. At night, the witches, the friend is a witch, and the others came and said, How come did you sleep and this woman got pregnant even one day? By the following day, blood was flowing. I don't know if she's pregnant now. You don't have protection. You are not spiritually discerned and strong. You are not spiritual, and you are just talking like a parrot. Number three, causes of disappointment is wrong foundation. Psalms chapter 11 verse 3. Psalms 11 verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If you start a business with wrong foundation, you use stolen money to start a business. Business has no future. You gather money from another person unceremoniously. Or you start a church by killing another church. Or you mistakenly collected somebody else's husband. That house can never have peace forever. When there is a wrong foundation, there is no way a person will not face disappointment. In my place, they say the cane that beats the elder wife is still on the top of the cupboard for what? For the newest wife. Let's leave it like that. Let's cover it like that. Let's go. You enjoy today like never before. Causes of disappointment number 4. Abi, is it number 4? It's procrastination and laziness. When you are lazy, there is no way a person will not be disappointed. When a man is lazy, he will be, because things will not work. Do you know that it is lazy people that love great things most? If you ask a lazy man, which car do you want to drive? He says, the latest Mercedes Benz 2018 model. my grandmother will say, Enu ebi enu asin. Like a lazy person, it is big things they like. What kind of lady would you like to marry? A lazy man, he will say, he will describe one fine lady. Procrastination and laziness brings about disappointment. A man that you like, a lady, there's a procedure you should follow. Talk to those who are superior to you. This is what I want to do. This is what I want. They will lead you and guide you on what to do. You did not take any step. 1 month, 2 months, 5 months, 6 months. So are you the only one that has eyes that can see? Others are, what you are pursuing, others are pursuing it better. If you don't take your step sharp, by the time you get there, the road is blocked. And then such men, when they get here, roads don't close. When they get here, roads don't close. When they get here, roads don't close. More than 15 nails on their head. No. In fact, you can change their surname to No. Mr. No. Because of laziness. Not being proactive. Number 5. Cause of disappointment is satanic manipulation. Wickedness. The wickedness of men can cause delay. Witchcraft. Satanic forces. Powers of darkness. They can cause disappointment. Can I tell you this? It's real. It's very, very, very real. But for you, they will not be able to handle you. In Luke 10:19, says, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the wicked, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10:19. Let's move very quickly to number 6 is carelessness and prayerlessness. Carelessness and prayerlessness is a major cause of disappointment. That is, you are careless. That is, you have an attitude of, I don't really care. You didn't say it, but you know, action speaks louder than voice. When your attitude is, I don't, you know, ladies, like, forget it. Leave it. As in, it's a small do. Your destiny is a small do. You will see some Christians that are so prayerless. When prayer points already get into 5 prayer points, say, prayer points, didn't put you for one service. 5 prayer points for service and you'll come. You'll take for you now. You will hear when today. Let's go. Number 6 cause of disappointment is lack of covenant practice. When a person doesn't practice the covenant, there's no relationship between him and God. He loves money more than God. He loves material things more than God. He has exposed himself to disappointment. What are the signs of this disappointment? Signs of disappointment. Number 1 is marital disappointment and delays. Signs of disappointment, marital disappointment and delay. Number B is promise and fail syndrome. Somebody promised something, they withdraw it, they don't do it again. Somebody do something, they don't do it again. It's not them, it is the spirit. There's a spirit behind it. See, signs of the siege of disappointment is transfer of blessing. What is belongs to you, they transfer it to another person. What is a person's own, they give it to another person. Everything that is your own with another person, you must collect it today. Signs of the siege of disappointment is failed contracts and job bid. You bid for contract, they reject it. You bid for job, they reject it. You go for a job, you are rejected. You just that you don't hear from them. You now phone them. Why? They say, we are sorry, you were not selected. Whereas those that were selected were inferior to you. It's a spirit. It's a spirit of rejection. Quickly, as I round up this morning, how to overcome the power and the spirit of disappointment. How do I overcome this wicked spirit? What do I need to do to terminate this wicked spirit? Number one is recognize the areas where you are suffering disappointment. Maybe your jamb has been jambing you. Maybe in the area of relationship, you are doing well in other areas, career, business, other health, you are not even falling sick, things. But you notice that there's a particular area that enemy is attacking you. You must recognize it. Recognition is very important. Recognition is very, very important. My prayer for somebody here today is that everything that you have recognized in your life that is not okay, God is going to change them in the name of Jesus. And your situation will change in Jesus' name. In 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, the Bible says, we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed in the same image from glory to glory. When you recognize what is wrong, then God can change your step, your situation, and move you from glory. But you must first see yourself in a glass. Ah, this is the situation. This is my problem. This is my challenge. This is my situation. Maybe you are always rejected. Maybe it's as if people love you and it's only short-timed. There is no continuity in the love between you and people. When people are, they love, after some time, they will just turn their back against you. Say, Kim Moshe, go see, I just don't want to see you. What have I done? There's nothing, I just don't want to see you. You recognize it and then you know that this is wrong. Number two, how to overcome the spirit of disappointment is trust in God for solution. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. When you trust in God, you have signed up to terminate this. The reason why most people, their disappointment is not terminated is because there are too many alternatives. Follow me here, they go. Follow me here, they go. Oh yeah, take this and lick, they take. Take this. Some people have taken all sorts of herbs that even at young age is already affecting them. In Isaiah 43 verse 2, Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2 explains to us about the fact that there's nothing God cannot do for us. And when thou passest through the water, can we read it together everybody? One, two, go. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through by fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall flame. That is, God is saying, any situation you are, I am with you. Any situation you find yourself, I did not leave you alone. I'm with you. I'm with you. And I'm not only with you, I'm very close to you. So don't trust in, once you trust in another person, you exit God from it. That's why some pastors have already turned to babalawos. Because their trust is no more in the Almighty God. When your trust is divided, you have separated from God. I'm sure you have heard me say that if it remains 1 minute for me to begin to trust in something else, then what am I saying? It's better for me to go to heaven and go and rest than for me to now begin to trust in something else. Somebody say, God forbid. So trust in God only. If I sound like a pride, but anybody can. But I don't lean on anybody, dead or alive. I trust in him. Put my hope in him. God can use men to bless me. God can, but your total trust must not even be in me or in any pastor. It must be in God. He's the doer. He's the helper. Number three, how to overcome the spirit of disappointment is be willing to pray tirelessly. Let me stop here. If you want to overcome this spirit, you must pray. Because the spirit of disappointment is a bulldog spirit. It does not leave you alone easily except you are ready to pray tirelessly. It's a wicked spirit. It's a persistent spirit. And it takes fire for fire to destroy it. Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.